This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington.
Cooler air is on the way.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says the number of Americans under a heat advisory is now down to 74 million.
With temperatures closer to normal, in fact, even a bit below normal here in the mid-Atlantic and Northeast, temperatures around 80 for highs in New Jersey, New York, southern New England as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday.
The heat of the past few weeks has had an effect on oil refineries, and that means higher prices at the pump, says Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan.
Extreme heat can cause disruption, and that has resulted in some refineries that have experienced outages, which impacts very quickly the amount of gasoline they're able to produce.
A new CBS News poll finds a majority of Americans are not happy with President Biden's handling of the economy. CBS News Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
This economic discontent isn't good news for President Biden. Most don't think his administration is lowering inflation, and just 34% approve of his handling of the economy. That's as low as it's been, along with his overall job approval rating. That's been hovering in the low 40s and is now down to 40%.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley says the nation's leaders are too old. She wants competency tests for anyone over 75.
When you go and you look at Biden and you ask him what country he was in the week before and he can't say it. When you go and ask him how many grandchildren he has and he doesn't know. When you go and see him falling asleep with leaders, that's concerning.
Haley spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Russia is accusing Ukraine of a drone attack on Moscow overnight that briefly forced the closure of one of the city's airports and damaged two buildings. Russian government expert Stephen Fish of UC Berkeley says the drone strikes have a larger purpose.
Ukraine has tried to show Russians that it actually can strike within Russia. It's a very small strike, but they are trying to create the impression that Russia could be under attack as well.
WNBA star Brittany Griner says she's going to take some time off from the game for mental health reasons. CBS Sports' Jack Maloney says it's a surprise.
Honestly, it's been pretty incredible that she returned at this level. And of course, the Russian experience is hanging over everything, but specifically, there hasn't really been anything to suggest in the last few days or weeks that, at least publicly, that there was an absence coming.
Griner was held by Russia for almost 300 days after she was detained in February of last year. She was released this past December in a prisoner swap. A woman from New Hampshire who works for a nonprofit organization in Haiti and her young daughter have reportedly been kidnapped. They were taken from the school they work at on Thursday. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Law enforcement leaders in Wisconsin and around the country are working together to clamp down on price gouging and antitrust activities in the nation's food system. Mike Moan reports.
31 attorneys general, including Wisconsin's, are working with the USDA to ultimately bring down food costs and create more choices at the supermarket. While recent inflation spikes have been a factor, officials say part of the focus is the possibility of price gouging. Teresa Murray with the Public Interest Research Group says it's worth taking a closer look to see what's going on.
We very much believe in a free market, but not when it comes to, you know, crossing the line of trying to take advantage of individuals and families who are just trying to feed their kids.
Beyond price structures, the USDA notes the states will also be on the lookout for conflicts of interest, misuse of intellectual property, and anti-competitive barriers across the food and agriculture supply chains. Business groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce oppose the move, calling it an overreach. Murray says while there have been rumblings about these issues, it's hard to go into a grocery store, observe higher prices, and know for sure whether corporate greed is at play.
What are the manufacturing costs? What are the labor costs, which probably have gone up? You know, what are the supply chain costs? What are the distribution costs? And then where at the end is there a profit? And is anybody along the way taking advantage of the situation?
Murray adds there's no real federal statute addressing price gouging, so state enforcement will be important. Wisconsin does have a price gouging law on the books, but not all states do, and some are limited in scope. Mike Moan, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our rate trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the State of Wisconsin Sense from the shores of Lake Wissota up here in Chippewa County, where it's another beautiful day up north, albeit a bit overcast and little bit on the chilly side. 60 degrees in Chippewa Falls on our home base, 93.5 The Tap. Lots of you listening on the Shaw, where it's 55 degrees in Waukesha, and lots of folks in town for the Harley-Davidson homecoming. Some very hardy souls braving the rain and other conditions to come to the big party in Milwaukee. Welcome to Wisconsin. We hope you have an awesome time. Folks listening to Mad Radio in Madison, 60 degrees by you, 54 in Wisconsin Rapids, 57 up in Hayward, Platteville, and Fond du Lac both reporting 61 degrees at 6 o'clock in the morning on this Thursday, July 13th. Here's what's on tap this morning. We're going to start with a study in contrasts. Tom Tiffany versus Gwen Moore. The Republican congressman, Tom Tiffany, used his time in a Judiciary Committee hearing yesterday to pepper the director of the FBI with a rehashing of conspiracy theories and excuses for the January 6th insurrectionists. And by contrast, Gwen Moore has been helping colleagues or been helping constituents understand the benefits of Medicare, finally being able to negotiate for lower prices with the big pharmaceutical companies. Joseph Pecky is going to tell us more about that coming up later this hour. In our second hour, Iowa's sad slide for women. In the middle of the night Tuesday, Iowa Republicans rushed through a near total abortion ban, and we will talk to an obstetrician gynecologist there about the impact on her patients and on Iowa women. Then at 7:30, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us with a family physician from the Kickapoo Valley, Dr. Joel Charles, who will tell us how everyone can play a direct role in making sure that new pollution standards for power plants and vehicles are not weakened by industry lobbyists. So a lot of ground to cover today along the way. If you've got any questions or comments, you can ring us up at 844-967-2789. Aaron Zommers joins us from Madison as well, because I have a little civic media work to do here. And I know that down there, they've been talking a lot about the Civic Pints promo. When you hear Civic Pints, you're thinking maybe beer. No, sir, this is about blood.
Although maybe someday we'll do one about beer.
I'm not opposed to that. Don't get me wrong.
Me either.
But yeah, but Civic Pints, and that's the hashtag here, is all about the new statewide blood donation challenge. Are you a regular donor yourself, Mr. Zommers?
I am not, because medically I'm not supposed to. Otherwise, I would.
Oh, well, see, now you've got a valid excuse. That works for me. And then those of us who are O negative really need to step up and do that. So with that said, let me tell you more about the statewide blood donation challenge from Civic Pints. It runs from now until July 31st, so now through the end of the month, because the state of Wisconsin, much like the rest of the country, especially in the summertime, faces a severe shortage in our blood banks. Everyone's help is needed, because any one of us could be in the sudden need for blood. And without people donating,
it just wouldn't be there. So the blood donation challenge isn't just a feel good thing. You can win prizes as well. And it's really easy to enter. Just go give blood at a blood donation center. Put up a selfie with a hashtag. The hashtag is Civic Pints, as in pint of blood. So Civic Pints is the hashtag. Put up that blood donation selfie and you'll be entered to win a pair of Brewers tickets. There's a pair of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. There's more than 100 packs of Civic Media swag and more. So just go to civicmedia.us and then there you can get the directions to go to the Give Blood page, or just go to civicmedia.us/giveblood. And just remember to take that selfie, post it to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and then the Civic Media team will contact you with all the details on finishing up your entry. So give that a go. All right, our newsletter is out for Up North News as it comes out about 5 a.m. on weekdays. And Christina Lori put together today's newsletter that includes the top reasons why Wisconsin applicants fail on their background checks for gun purchases. She also talks about the details of an upcoming Art of Cheese Festival. And you can sign up for the newsletter on our website, upnorthnewswi.com. Up North News being a separate entity from Civic Media, though we are thoroughly happy to be here this time every morning to tell you what's happening over at Up North News. As I was looking at the news wires and things to share with you this morning, we have a lot of serious news basically coming up from 6:15 onward. So I wanted to share a couple of lighter notes real quick. The Chautauqua alert, Chautauqua being just about 25 minutes north of here or so. Nice photo of a visitor from Illinois. He's legally blind. He has cerebral palsy, but it's a picture of him and the beautiful 25-inch walleye that he caught out there on the chain of lakes. Something, you know, when your local newspaper is the type that puts up, you know, the nice fishing photos, that's when you know you live in a pretty sweet place. And there's a lot of that going on here up north. And in Eau Claire, the Volume 1 newspaper has a really nice tribute article about my friend John Murphy, who is a local legend in Chippewa Valley radio, and is in fact as nice a guy in person as he is on the radio. And I was very privileged to work with him for a time in the 90s at Wax and Way. So if you have any connection to the Chippewa Valley or know of John Murphy, there's a good article in there on Volume 1 about John Murphy getting a big new statewide award for his many years of service. Let's pause. We'll take a break here and then hear more about what's happened on Capitol Hill in Washington yesterday. It was rather embarrassing. Details next. You're up north.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is. This is authoritarianism, and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in. turn on and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Thought I might have lost you there for a minute, Aaron, as we came back from break. Or it was just I was putting all these 80 birthday candles into the cake for one Michael Philip Jagger. Mick Jagger turns 80 years old today. A little undercover of the night for you there. The Brewers trailed 4-0 last night before nearly coming all the way back against the Cincinnati Reds. The key point there is nearly. The Reds outlasted a bottom of the ninth Brewers rally that included a 3-run homer with two outs from Christian Yelich, as the Reds beat the Brewers 4-3 and reduced Milwaukee's Central Division lead to a half game. Even after the home run, the Brewers had the tying run on second, the potential winning run on first, before the Reds got the final out. Milwaukee had runners on first and third with one out in the second inning, but failed to score when Andrew Monasterio got thrown out, attempting to score all the way from first on a Victor Caratini two-out double to right. And I don't even mean that he was thrown out at the plate. I mean, he was just a dead duck. The ball had come all the way in from right field to the Reds catcher, and Monasterio still wasn't even in the frame at that point, which has me questioning the third base coach, but that's what fans get to do, is question these things. The Brewers and Reds meet one more time this afternoon at American Family Field, and then that'll wrap up the season series. But, I mean, they really packed it all into the core of the season. This is the 13th matchup between the two teams since the start of June. And if you go back to May 25th, the Reds have been one of baseball's hottest teams. They have gone 32-9 against all other teams except the Brewers. But again, since late May, the Reds have gone 3-9 against the Brewers, which is why the Brewers still have a half game lead on this otherwise red hot Cincinnati team. Freddie Peralta will get the start today. The Brewers are off tomorrow. They will travel to Atlanta to take on the Braves for the weekend, then Washington, D.C. to take on the Nationals for another series before they are back home next week, Thursday, for a division series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And you can hear the Brewers in the Fox Valley on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, and News from the Center and Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. All right, off to some headlines. As always, you can react to them. You can vent a little about them. You can share what else is on your mind with a statewide radio audience by calling 844-967-2789, or you can comment on the video feed that you could find on the Up North News Facebook page, the Civic Media Facebook page. We're also on the Facebook pages of Bull Falls Radio out of Wausau and 93.5 The Tap FM out of Chippewa Falls. We'd love to see your comments. Get your questions as well. And one of the first things that we should mention is that there will not be a potentially crippling strike against the national economy by Teamsters with the United Parcel Service. The Teamsters and UPS reached an agreement to end the threat of a walkout by more than 325,000 union members. The union reported in June that its UPS members had voted to authorize a walkout when the current agreement expires next week, August 1st, with a 97% yes vote for striking. This would have hurt. UPS handles about one quarter of the tens of millions of packages that are shipped daily in the United States. It really would have put a dent in economic activity, especially in the e-commerce industry, writes the New York Times in reviewing the agreement. Representatives from more than 150 Teamster locals will meet on Monday to review the agreement. They will vote between August 3rd and August 22nd. But right now, all indications are that the Teamsters and members are happy about it. Teamsters President Sean O'Brien said in a statement, "We demanded the best contract in the history of UPS, and we got it." I'm going to kill my mic for just a second here and take a little sip of coffee and give a little cough. See, again, grandkids, Aaron. Maybe maybe the hazmat suit next time before this happens. But
I'm sure you could find one on eBay.
And now it will be delivered, thanks to not having this UPS strike. So what are some of the deals here? Well, the Teamsters said, under the tentative agreement, current, full, and part-time UPS employees represented by the union would get an hourly raise of $2.75 and then $7.50 an hour in raises throughout the course of the contract. The minimum pay for part-timers will rise to $21 an hour, far above the current minimum starting pay of $16.20 an hour, and the top rate for full-time delivery drivers will rise to $49 an hour. Full-time drivers currently make $42 an hour on average after 4 years. The company has pledged to create 7,500 new full-time union jobs and to fill 22,000 open positions for which part-time workers will be eligible. This came about, all of these particulars, because the company had talked about creating a new class of worker. UPS had said it was an arrangement that would allow workers to take on dual roles, like sorting packages some days and driving on other days, especially Saturdays. But the Teamsters said the hybrid idea was never actually carried out, and that in practice, the new category of workers drove full-time Tuesday through Saturday only for less pay than the other drivers. What you should read into that, well, first off, is all about the merits of union representation, because otherwise the company was going to jam these new duties, you know, down workers' throats, and they were not going to have any voice. They were not going to be able to do anything about it. It happens in far too many workplaces where, again, it's death by a thousand paper cuts. Well, you can take on this extra role. Oh, you did that. Well, you can take on this extra role. Oh, you did that. I know it was tough, but here, you're going to take on this extra role and continue to push people to the breaking point for little to no extra pay if those workers don't have some kind of seat at the bargaining table, some kind of representation, some kind of leverage. And so, again, while there are many people who say, you know, we don't need labor unions, you're benefiting because of this deal. This deal and everything else that workers have won throughout the years through negotiations benefits everybody in time. I mean, that's the real trickle-down economics, is the fact that, you know, we have things like the 40-hour work week or weekends or paid holidays or children not working in coal mines. You know, these are the things that we all benefit from when you level the playing field a bit, because the people who are doing the work for you are being treated more fairly and not being treated like chattel, but being treated like, you know, an asset rather than a liability. So these are the kinds of things that we should be celebrating in the UPS agreement, and the fact that there's not going to be a strike, but instead, you know, a new generation of workers who are getting adequately paid and not being, treated with this, you know, quote unquote hybrid role, which was just another way to, you know, get more while paying the same. Another article that caught my eye was, this one's also coincidentally in the New York Times. It's the newest essay from Thomas Edsel, who does occasional columns on politics and demographics. And this one, he goes off in several different directions about the differences between Democrats and Republicans, or conservatives and progressives. But there's one topic that I find rather fascinating, and that's the subject of this particular column. And that is Americans' views on masculinity and what that translates to in terms of your politics. And Tom Edsel looks at two books published last year, very different in tone, as he puts it. You've got Richard Reeves, who wrote Of Boys and Men, and then you've got manly man Senator Josh Hawley, whose book was called Manhood, The Masculine Virtues America Needs. And of course, Josh Hawley comes at this from a decidedly right-wing point of view, which is full of bluster, but nothing that really supports it. No menace to this nation is greater than the collapse of American manhood, he declares, placing full blame on the American left. And in fact, they have helped drive it. In power centers they control, places like the press, the academy, and politics, they blame masculinity for America's woes. And on and on he goes. Again, the guy who ran scared out of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Reeves, meanwhile, paints a downbeat picture of the state of men, but contends the solutions lie in an expansion of the progressive agenda, noting that men account for 2 out of 3 deaths of despair, either from a suicide or an overdose. Boys and men of color and those from poorer families are suffering most, in part because of a huge gender gap in education. There's a big gap in what might be called personal agency, he writes, that men are now only about half as likely as women to study abroad or sign up for the Peace Corps or buy their own home as a single adult. And it turns out that if you translate this into voting records, again, you can really see the divide. An associate editor from Politico magazine wrote an article about a poll that asks, do you agree or disagree with the statement the Democratic Party is hostile to masculine values? Republicans agree, 68-8. Democrats disagree, 62-6. Another one of the core differences is based on how you answer whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Traditional family structure with a wage-earning father and a homemaking mother best equips children to succeed. Republicans agree with that statement, 52% to 24%. Democrats disagree, 59% to 16%. So you've got the Republicans' point of view of, hey, gals, stay home, raise the babies. If you want your family to be a success, that's the way you got to go. That is still a mentality that, for everything that women have gone through over the decades, is still very much a barrier to their acceptance in the workplace and their success in things like the wage gap. And so there continue to be more comparisons throughout this article, but again, there are some positive touchstones about Gen Z, and that Gen Z voters continue to enter the voting ranks while baby boomers continue to retire and pass away with their conservative values. And while there's no guarantee that that's something that will last into the decades, we do see more and more people in their 20s and 30s whose point of view on what men and women can do, should do, are capable of doing are much more in line with what really makes for a successful country and economy, as to one that just leads to people shaking their fists saying, get off my lawn and stay home and have babies. We'll have our climate check report with Melissa Baldoff next. You're up north.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Relief is in sight from the stifling heat we've been dealing with for weeks, says National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
Population under heat advisory has come way down, 74,236,000. And actually, under an excessive heat warning, it's only a little over 2 million.
A new CBS News poll has some bad news for President Biden, says CBS News Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePinto.
Nearly two-thirds think the economy is bad, and most describe it as uncertain and struggling.
Thousands of people flooded the streets of the capital of Niger today to show their support for a military junta that overthrew the democratically elected president last week, the BBC's Sue Montgomery.
Thousands of supporters of the coup have been demonstrating in the capital, Niamey, against the former colonial power France, and in favor of Russia.
The U.S. is demanding the president be reinstated. CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You think Kristen's taking these lyrics personally, Aaron, that you picked out just for her?
I don't think so. I think because it's Weezer, we're all good.
Okay. All right.
We're all good.
So we'll get to Kristen in just a moment. But first, Mark from Prairie Sacks on the line. Mark, how are you this morning? What's on your mind?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Barbie movie when I get this, finally get this chest tube out of me that... Because the hose that goes along with the little collection bath and boxes, just too clumsy to be sitting in a theater.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to it, because I think it's when I first heard about it, I was a little bit dubious too. But now that I've heard that it's actually a good piece, it's probably a really good piece of storytelling, trying to make a point. That I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I couldn't help, for some reason, the movie Waitress by Adrienne Quinn just popped into my head as well, and it's just so unfortunate that she's no longer with us in that tragic situation there. But the movie Waitress was really quite good as well. But I mean, it just is for these men that want to maintain the patriarchy. I mean, what don't they get? I mean, society has changed so much for the better, and I just assume we not move back to the illusion that they have with the 1950s was all about, because none of these guys were really in charge back then either, and because it was long before they were born, that, and you know, someone being born in 1958 and you know growing up in the 60s, but why do we want to? Why do they want to bring us back? I mean, maybe not even to the 1950s, to the 1850s, considering what Ron DeSantis and the other clowns down that are defending Ron DeSantis' his current idiocy, talking about slavery being, it wasn't so bad. See,
yeah,
you know, they learned a skill. Well, nonsense. I mean, that are just all they think they can get away with it is just beyond me.
Right.
But thanks so much for the conversation, brothers.
You bet. Thank you so much, Mark.
Thanks, brothers. Bye-bye.
Yep. Have a great day. It's the fairy tale aspect that people want to go back, Kristen, to some kind of a fairy tale situation where, you know, there were no problem pregnancies, abortion wasn't necessary. Every woman stayed home and had 2.5 children, and it's nothing like that at all. And I know you haven't seen the movie, but you know enough about all of this. You know enough about the stereotypes. You know about the things that you heard when you said, "I want to be a doctor," and you know that. Despite many gains of the past couple of generations, we still got a ways to go.
Oh, for sure. When I tell people that I work at the hospital, it never fails. People say, "Oh, are you a traveling nurse?" I mean, so many stereotypes. But, you know, all of that aside, I have four sons. And there was just a big article in the New York Times over the weekend about how what's happening in our society right now is not serving men. And boys and men are suffering. And this is, we are creating this unachievable vision of what they are supposed to do and they are supposed to be. And they don't fit into that paradigm either. And I think that young people really understand that. And they are going to be, I've said this before, they are going to be the people who help us figure out what the new path is, that we can't go back to that old path that never existed in the first place. But we have to forge ahead and create a new path.
Yeah. We've got a comment from somebody who's listening over at WXCO in Amory, Bull Falls Radio, saying, awesome review of Barbie, Pat, and Aaron. I haven't seen it yet, but I intend to because of all the things you mentioned. Sounds like it presents Barbie as a Rorschach paradox. It's either a feminist icon or a sexist tool of the patriarchy. As I love to say, context is everything. And yeah, that's really what I got out of it is that there is no one answer. It's not just the messages that are given to you, but then how you take something and provide messages in return. And you can say that about Barbie, or you can say that about our own hopes and dreams. And I just thought it was extremely well written. By the way, not to say the movie's perfect. They're far from it. There are a couple of times where I just kind of roll my eyes. But, you know, as an overall vehicle, I thought it was rather worthwhile. So I think it's something where your boys, I mean, it would be wrong to try to, like, make boys go see it. And they're not going to want to be seen in the theater. But at some point, it's going to stream. And, you know, I hope they get a chance to see it because, like everything else, you know, any additional context a boy can get in terms of messaging about not just, you know, talking to the women in their lives, but to themselves and their behavior and their inner voices, I think is a good thing.
I also did when I went, I saw plenty of men and boys, like younger people going too. So I think that whether they care less about the masculinity or the marketing was just so successful, either way, I think they are more likely to be willing.
Mm-hmm. I definitely see that. And as I was leaving the theater with my daughters, and you know, basically my first thought to them when the movie was over is to tell them how proud I am of them, not just as young women, but as mothers themselves now, and what a good job that they're doing. And then, of course, being a typical dad, I had to crack a joke and say, you know, the Barbie movie was able to do for all of these men today what it took, you know, a decade of reading my mom's Cosmo magazines to do for me was to show me the women's perspective. You know, like any young boy, you're noticing the pretty woman on the cover, but I actually, unlike a lot of guys, I actually read the articles, and you know, the articles were very telling, and I think helped inform a viewpoint that, again, not going to say I'm a perfect guy by any stretch of the imagination, but probably a little more empathy having read through all that throughout the 70s.
I love how you said, You felt like you had to justify it. Like, you know, I read Cosmo, but I read the articles. Like, you hear that about Playboy, but I get it for the articles.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not gonna tell you I got it for the articles. But I will also say, and try not to take, here we're talking about Barbie and emancipation and feminism and everything. And here I am dragging the conversation into Playboy. Some very, very good writers were in there as well. And you notice how Aaron quickly left the conversation after that.
Bye, Aaron. Yep.
But that has nothing to do with it. I just figured the conversation was continuing on. I don't know. I have nothing to contribute because I've never read any articles or seen a Playboy or anything like that. And not that I've never read articles. I've never read articles in either of those magazines.
You've got, you know, magazines, you know, I guess there's more than ever before, it seems, but it also seems like, again, you've kind of diluted, you know, the writing pool. Here's a good example. Let's get away from Playboy before I get into trouble here. Teen Vogue, where, you know, once upon a time it was nothing but the stereotypical articles, but now, I mean, that's like cutting edge news coverage for the writing that's in there about various issues, mainly political issues. And you wouldn't have expected that, but again, that's probably what made it so effective.
Oh, you know what else? Rolling Stone, I don't know if you've been following Rolling Stone at all, but they've gotten really political as it relates to the art behind their original purpose. I actually subscribed to Rolling Stone because I really appreciate what they're doing.
Oh, okay. No, I have not. And I've noticed, I don't even get to see this much online anymore because they're doing more of the gates about either subscribe or even just create an account. And of course, if you create an account, that means you're going to get all kinds of email or what have you from there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm completely taking away from the whole purpose of hometown health, which is what we occasionally try to do here Thursdays at 7:30. A lot of times with a guest, but today you wanted to talk more about, let's see, your exact line was heat, water, and syphilis. So that,
that's catchy, isn't it?
Take us down that path from your Arizona experiences.
Well, I just wanted to share, you know, I haven't been working in Wisconsin because of the 1849 criminal abortion ban that makes it really hard for doctors to provide care to women in Wisconsin. So while I am on the Attorney General's lawsuit as a plaintiff and we're trying to figure out what's going on with the DAs, whether they're going to enforce this ban, I've had a wonderful opportunity to work in some other places throughout the country, mostly Minnesota and Arizona, in places where there is a dire shortage of physicians here in this country, and rural areas are suffering more than anyone. And I've been spending a lot of time down in Arizona in July. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the headlines, but it's been hot down here, super hot. We're breaking records in Phoenix. I'm up in northern Arizona on the Navajo and Hopi reservations, and it's shocking to me how Arizona is so different than Wisconsin, but there are so many things that we are dealing with that have a common theme. And air, water, and surprisingly syphilis are three things that I thought really stood out and deserved at least a little bit of a conversation.
Sorry, I was all muted there. I was tapping away on my keyboard because I wanted to get the title right. Air, water, and why syphilis?
Well, syphilis has, so if you don't know about syphilis, because it sounds like something that we joked about in junior high but wasn't real, it's real. And the incidence of syphilis has been rising. In fact, it's tripled across the country, in Wisconsin and in Arizona, since 2017. These are 2021 numbers, so we know that those numbers lag, so it's even more now than it was before. Syphilis can be really benign. It's often initially presents as just a painless sore that you may not even notice, and then it evolves into more of a rash, and if left untreated, it becomes latent. It just kind of hangs out in your body and just waits to cause problems potentially in the future. And the problems it can cause include problems with your brain and your heart and your eyes and other issues. So this is a problem that, because the incidence is rising, because it's spread sexually, because it may not be diagnosed, we've got to do more screening. And in my population, pregnant people especially, it can cause major congenital syphilis issues. Babies who are born looking normal, behaving normally, but down the road develop severe problems, deafness, neurological issues, and even death. Here on the Navajo Reservation, we've actually lost 2 babies in the last year. So syphilis is a public health crisis. And as you walk around here in Northern Arizona, you see giant signs that talk about, come on in and get screened. There are clinics that are very available. The barriers are almost entirely removed for people to come in and just get the blood test that will help them determine whether they've been exposed to this so that we can treat it and prevent those long-term implications, as well as what happens to, you know, the most vulnerable people, newborn babies in this population. But this is also happening in Wisconsin, and we're doing additional screening in Wisconsin for exactly the same reason. And that's why I wanted to make sure we talked a little bit about it today.
Well, the screening aspect of it, I can't emphasize enough, because that really is the underpinning of healthcare reform in this country. And something that, mm-hmm. you know, we tried to do in the legislature 15 years ago was setting aside everything else. If we can just get people to come in for screenings, for that one annual physical or that screening, because you'll catch something early, it's so worth it. It's worth the whatever the cost is. And yet you have the, you know, a conservative U.S. Supreme Court, you know, that once again is, you know, looking at throwing out parts of the Affordable Care Act, like this, if they were to uphold this one judge in Texas that is throwing out, you know, the covered screenings that everybody should have under their health insurance plan. How that is still a not a thing in this country compared to other countries where this is covered is one of our eternal mysteries.
It is. And to be very clear, screening is a test that you get when you don't have symptoms. Mm-hmm. Screening is something that we do for everyone to make sure that there's not something there that we missed or that we can't see yet, so that we can treat it in the early stages. Because we know that if we can treat many things, whether it's a sexually transmitted infection or a cancer or heart disease, all of these things, if we can tackle them early, we see much better outcomes down the road. And, you know, people tend to regret if they are diagnosed later, if they're looking back and they recognize that the signs and symptoms were there and they haven't been able to get the treatment that they needed early on. So that just underscores how important this is on a population basis, but on a personal basis as well.
Kristen's going to hang around, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to Luke Mathers as part of the conversation coming up next on this Thursday morning on Up North News Radio. We'll be right back.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
What'd you do for us today, Aaron, for Luke Mather's Walk of Music?
Alive by Pearl Jam, because in the break, you asked how he's doing, and he said, well, I'm not dead.
Okay, well, right side of the dirt, that's always a good thing. Good morning, Mr. Mathers.
Good morning, Mr. Krylo.
How you doing?
I'm doing on a Thursday morning. We're excited to join you here on Up North News Radio. How are you doing?
Good here. Better. I mean, yesterday, I wasn't sure I was going to have a show today because I've told the story now for a couple of days about it's great to have the grandkids here. But, you know, first the four-year-old when he was younger and now the one-year-old, they come here, they got the runny nose going already. And next thing you know, a couple of days later, I was laid out flat yesterday. And so was my older daughter, the aunt of young Miss Charlotte. And, you know, that happens when you have these loving, beautiful little petri dishes. You know,
I think that my parents' immune system has got to be, they do, my mom refers to it as grand camp. Both of my older siblings have a handful of young ones right now, and my parents help out with childcare. And so they go through a very, very similar routine as you then, Pat. They have the kids coming through the house all the time, and I swear somebody's nose is always running and somebody's always coming, like, overcoming a cold. So
yes,
it's always an interesting game to play of who's going to catch what when.
Yeah. Hey, normally I'm looking ahead about either Town Call or about the Cripes cast or whatnot. But actually, I want to give Aaron first dibs on this to just go back to yesterday's Todd Alba show and recommend that people go to the Civic Media website and look up yesterday's Todd Alba show to listen back. Can you set up what they were talking about, why they got so many calls yesterday that wanted to chime in on, what was it, political divisions?
Yes. Trygve Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, decided to debut a new report that they put out on our show yesterday. And this report details the growing political division and extremism in our country. And it is on both sides. And you might hear me say that and get defensive and be like, what? But if you're a liberal, you might hear me say that and get offended. Like, what? They're the ones who are lying and everything. We're just trying to tell the truth. And that isn't the point of it. It's not who's right and who's wrong. It's the fact that neither side is willing to tolerate the other. And we kind of know that already, but this puts some hard numbers to it, and it's kind of frightening. The likelihood of violence increases all the time. And
well,
so that's what it's
that
about.
Is, yeah, I mean, and that is a real concern that, you know, we're in this age where we're disagreeing more than ever. And again, I think we know why we're disagreeing, but to the extent that it could lead to people, you know, acting out is a genuine thing. So anyway, go back and listen to that. Then for the lighter side,
I want to lift off my cap though. For some reason, I was being applauded for that. I had nothing to do with the Todd. That was like the 2 hours that I was otherwise working, and Todd's shouting me out. Aaron's shouting me out. I'm like, I appreciate the shout out, guys, but that was all tremendous work on the Todd Alba show and the excellent work that went into that yesterday. So hats off to them. No need to include me in the accolades for it. It was a tremendous episode. I'm looking forward to listening to the podcast on Civic Media.
Kristen, do you get as sickened by his humility as I do? I mean, he just doesn't.
I was so confused. I was getting all these messages and I thought I did something else wrong, apparently. And I was like, oh, wait. Okay.
Man
cool.
Just does not understand that his middle name is Linchpin around here. It's just
good person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that's when I'm missing the middle name, then I feel like a grenade. Okay, it's coming together then. It's coming together then. Okay.
That kind of pin.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yet he's so suspicious.
Yes. Getting to the lighter side now of Charlie Behrens and the Cripes cast. Aaron, do you know what's coming up this weekend?
Yes, it is another comedian. It's Andrew Raffi, who toured with Charlie Behrens for a while and opened up for him. So they have some airing of the grievances to talk about. And it's a fun time.
If you've watched any of Charlie's clips online as well, this comedian joins him in a number of those clips. So a very familiar personality with if you've been following Charlie Behrens.
Very nice. And tell folks a bit about Town Call, as we do every Thursday. Encourage them to come on back at 12:15.
Yeah, we have an excellent conversation. William Walter and I host a Town Call forum, so everybody can call in across the state of Wisconsin. From 12:15 to 1, we try to dive into a number of topics and get listeners to be the star of the show by calling in. So you can do that every weekday. We try to dive into a different topic each day and go a little bit deeper and hear a number of different perspectives on it. So you can listen to Town Call across the civic media weekdays after the network news block at the top of the 12 o'clock hour. Will and I get control of the rest of the 12 o'clock hour across civic media. And we got a brand new podcast as well that is debuting. It debuted last weekend. And I apologize. It was my mistake for not getting to share it with you last week when I joined you. But Bird on the Wire is officially launching across the civic media network. So Lou Ann Bird ran for state assembly last year, and she wants to continue to have civil conversations with members of the community and a variety of different topics as well. Similar approach to what we're doing at Town Call. But Bird on the Wire airs on WAUK Radio, the Shaw in Waukesha, 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM on Sundays at 3. So if you're looking for some civil conversations, here's some dialogue from Lou Ann Bird. You can tune in on Waukesha across the Waukesha airwaves, 540 AM and 101 FM on Sundays at 3 for Bird on a Wire with Lou Ann Bird.
Kristen, Lou Ann Bird is just a godsend. I mean, you've talked like all the other women who ran for assembly in the last cycle or two, just such amazing folks.
She is delightful, and her history, the things that she has done in her community, the difference that she's made, advocating on behalf of disability rights and so many other things. I can't wait to hear her podcast.
Now, go ahead, Aaron.
And I can confirm, having listened to some of it to help with the editing, she finds some other really good people to talk to. So there's a lot of insight to be heard there.
She knows people, mm-hmm. and people want to know her. Kristen, since I didn't know whether you were traveling or whatnot, will there be a public service announcement on As Goes Wisconsin today?
Sadly, no. Okay. I'm spending the whole day traveling back home today, and there won't be next week either because Kristen's on vacation next week.
Okay. So.
It's going to be a couple weeks, but we did get our conversation about syphilis in, so I feel like
I was going to say, we got to talk about syphilis today, so we got that going. Luke is leaving the studio now.
I did not know that was the topic of conversation, so that's good to know. I'm going to have to listen back to the Up North News podcast now.
It was right there. Today's hometown health, air, water, and syphilis. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, get used to it. Get the screenings, people. Not just syphilis, anything. Don't
all
put
of it.
Things off. Yeah. And you know what? We didn't get into that. We did talk about a lot of gender norms today because of the Barbie movie. But one of those that far too many men have, like, oh, I don't need to go to a doctor. I don't need to. I'll tough this out. Stop it. You're not doing yourself any favors or the people that you care for. And I know, Kristen, usually you're dealing with women, but I know you've seen plenty of male partners where you're like, you should go get that looked at, you know, or get that concern taken care of.
100%. They usually slide it in during the visit, and then I get to say, hey, it would be a good idea for you to go see your doctor, too.
There you go. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it so much. Talk to you all later. There's a best of show tomorrow. Live shows return on Monday. Send us notes at radio@upnorthnewswi.com. Have a great weekend.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast. There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella and they...